Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got another little monkey wrench story that we're going to throw out there, Brian. And you're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 here in Madison and the Shaw 101 FM out of Waukesha, where Brian is broadcasting live from today.
I totally am.
You totally are. And so we're moving on. So Evers has got that proposal out. We'll see what happens with it. But the next headline on this full... Oh, you got something else you want to share?
Oh, I just to put a button on it. I like the... If nothing else, I like the position that Evers is putting Republicans in. One, you have to tell them, no, I don't want to give $150 to each Wisconsin resident out of their own tax surplus. We want to give it back to you in a different way, not directly.
And they have to a year and a half from now.
Yeah, and the proposals that they would argue separately will have to push them. I'd love to hear. It's forcing them to argue against giving money away, and that's fun. And it's directly giving money. Like, it's not like, oh, we're going to give it to a program where some people, you know, God forbid needy people need it, but they're probably, you know, just, you know, living off of the fat of the, you know, the government heat.
This is literally everybody. Every Wisconsin resident would get $150 bucks. So
I like the position they're putting him in because it forces them to maybe, I don't know, show a little bit of what they believe in and kind of define their ideals. Kind of like, I don't know, maybe primarying somebody or maybe having other people besides one in the Republican primary for governor. Part of the reason why we had such a great turnout is because the primary for governor, the last time with Evers had like 4,000 candidates in it.
And 4,002, I believe. 4,002.
Yeah, 4,002, that's right. I forgot about those last two. Boxhead got hit, or I think it was Buckethead. Buckethead got hit.
No, it's the Pastafarian, the guy with the...
The Pastafarian got hit. Either way, I was worried they weren't going to get enough signatures, but at least they did at that time. Point is that they all brought in a whole bunch of people, and, you know... We all got around behind Tony Evers afterwards. There's a lot of other factors, but having that healthy primary really helped out. So right now, you have Kevin Nicholson jumping in the race and basically opposing Becky Clayfish as the Republican nominee for governor. So Kevin Nicholson is now in the race. If nothing else... This is going to... I like primaries. I like primaries because it forces people to define who they are. It forces people to get a little bit more defined and a little bit less, you know, catchphrasy. It's important.
Yeah, Kevin Nicholson jumping in for that primary.
Yeah, pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, it'll be... Like I said, it's a monkey wrench.
All you really have to say is, hey, his parents maxed out to the other person. But again... I would love to see him be the monkey wrench that kind of throws a little, you know.
Well, one of my things that I want to contribute before we head to the lines, and you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's important to note where Kevin Nicholson made his announcement for governor as well this morning on Right Wing Talk Radio up in Green Bay. So he understands the importance of talk radio and this platform that we are broadcasting on right now. And some of the Right Wing Talk Radio hosts in Milwaukee was kind of like already salty that this isn't going to be a cakewalk for former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish.
I already got stationery written up.
Yeah, so one of the hosts over there said, essentially, what is Kevin Nicholson, is this his consolation prize? He didn't run for U.S. Senate because Ron Johnson didn't retire, and already saying that this isn't something that Kevin Nicholson's serious about.
If he's not, then get rid of him and see
it's great to see the infighting over there on the Republican side because I love a good Republicans in disarray story, Brian, because so often, and the slightest little thing is all of a sudden, boom, Dems in disarray. And the fact that we're getting some Republicans in disarray
Dems
stories.
Dems are always in disarray. That's the nature of having everybody else in the tent besides rich white people or people who aspire to be rich white people.
Yeah.
You want to go to the lines?
Yeah, we got Hawk here in Madison giving us a call. Hawk, you're telling me that you think we don't make any sense with this tax cut that we're discussing with Evers. What are your thoughts on Evers' proposal?
Well, no, I mean, I don't mean a tax cut. I mean, I guess when Brian was talking about, it's kind of fun to put the Republicans in a situation where they would have to make a choice. That's as if it matters. Like, honestly, Republicans and some Democrats, frankly, will just say whatever they want. I mean, it would be nice. It would be nice if being a hypocrite would affect your job, for instance. If you were a politician and said, hey, I'm only going to serve two terms, you know, and then you run a third time. It would be nice if that mattered. But none of it matters. Susan Collins just basically said, no. We need to slow down the process. She voted for a Supreme Court judge. It took a week, 7 days.
Yeah.
So across the board, these politicians, and I say Democrats too, by the way, some Democrats, but a lot of Republicans, most Republicans, they are complete hypocrites, and it doesn't matter because their voting base, like, is so oblivious, doesn't care. You know, they think that it's fake news, that kind of stuff. So,
well, Hawk, that's why I want. Oh, please tell me what you would do. I just have a joke. Please tell me what you would do.
I would create a program. The best thing to do is to give left and right people. Okay, I would actually somehow create a program with that money that if you took it away, it'd be detrimental. So, for instance, like Obamacare. Remember Obamacare? You gave it to them, and guess what happened? Republicans eventually liked it. They were like, oh, you know, this ain't that bad. So I would start some program in Wisconsin like early child care, right? So, like, you know, Republicans need child care too, right? So you start a program with that if you took it away a couple years from now, it would be detrimental. And then once you get them used to it, they don't want to get rid of it either, right? And yeah. it serves everybody in Wisconsin, right? Left and right, you know, like,
I like those types of things, Hawk. You know? The issue is none of that will ever, ever, ever get passed through the legislature at all. It just won't, because they have the gerrymandered thing, and they're never going to give Tony Evers a win ever. So that's why I like the idea of forcing them to argue against money. And I totally get you, man. Nobody cares, which is why I want Luke to change his name to La Follette.
No, because not people, this again.
People will just vote for the name La Follette more so than any sort of principle or any ideas about anything.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We appreciate the call, Hawk. We're going to be right back after this quick break.